There's a strong, powerful reason that environmental groups and tourism groups and fishing groups have fought offshore drilling off the coast of Florida for decades. And now we're really seeing, sort of the worst case scenario being played out across the Gulf. The long-term impacts of this catastrophe, of this disaster, of this, mind-numbing sort of example of corporate greed, the long-term impacts of this to our economy and our environment are staggering. And in particular with our environment, it's one thing to have oil on our beach, and that's a bad situation for everyone involved. It's bad for our tourism industry. It's bad for our fishing industry. It's bad all the way across the board. But what's even worse in the long term from an environmental perspective is a significant amount of oil material, which is very, very toxic, gets into our wetlands and our estuaries and our seagrass beds. It's going to be there for a long, long time.
And what is the Gulf Restoration Network doing in the face of all of this?
Well, we're doing a set of things across the Gulf of Mexico. The Gulf Restoration Network works in all five Gulf coastal states to protect the Gulf of Mexico. A lot of our initial response has been very focused on the Louisiana-Mississippi coastline, given the proximity of this disaster to that coast and the impacts to that coast. In terms of states like Alabama and Florida, we're really focusing on three things. First, we are calling for the type of stronger, tougher regulations in Congress on the part of the agencies in Washington that'll make sure this sort of thing doesn't happen again. The second thing we're doing is we're really pushing and pressuring the Obama administration to step back from the oil drilling expansion that they've proposed, as well as institutions like the Florida legislature, and asking them to abandon any attempts to drill in Florida's waters. Where this is an example of what happened. So, again, the first response is sort of tougher regulations for the oil industry in terms of what's already in motion. The response is, let's stop any new drilling activities in the eastern Gulf of Mexico or off the coast of Florida or in the South Atlantic as well. And then our third response, and the third thing we're doing, is working to get the best, most current information out to our members and to the public and to our allies and get people plugged in to meaningful volunteer opportunities, make sure that in their community they can get a hands-on way to make a difference. And that ranges from everything from taking the classes to learn to respond to the spill, which is happening in places like Pensacola, to supporting groups like Audubon of Florida, who are training folks to be able to respond to marine life, particularly bird life, that's been impacted by drilling and impacted by the oil that's coming out of this disaster in the Gulf of Mexico.
And if people want to help with the cleanup of the Gulf and the oil spill, where can they go?
There's a lot of great organizations that we're referring to. One thing folks can do is check out our website, www.healthygulf.org. We're referring folks to Audubon of Florida. They're an organization that works across the state to protect birds and coastal birds, and they have a long history of responding to disasters like this. Locally in the Tampa Bay area, there's some excellent organizations like Save Our Seabirds, which is just south of Tampa in the Sarasota area, and they have a lot of experience going back to the 93 spill in Tampa Bay in terms of helping dealing with marine life that's been impacted by this sort of disaster, this sort of catastrophe. So, Save Our Seabirds, Audubon of Florida. Our website is www.healthygulf.org. There's also volunteerflorida.org, which is a website that the state of Florida has set up where folks can plug into activities in their community. But the main thing is people should think about, what they have the time and energy to do. Volunteers are needed to through trainings to do some very hands-on things in terms of oil spill response. Then there's a whole set of people behind them that have to be volunteering to help support that effort. People can donate items, and there's some great information, particularly with Save Our Seabirds, about the kind of physical items they need that will help with injured marine life or oil-coated marine life. And then the most important thing besides that is folks, could find an organization that they care about, go to their website, and figure out what they can do as an activist or as an advocate to focus on the policy with this. We want to encourage folks to be as hands-on as possible, but at the same time, this is really a policy problem. If we don't have a good national energy policy that moves us again away from fossil fuels and moves us towards a new energy future, this testing can happen again. So we want folks to be thinking about the short-term sort of impacts in the places they live, but the long-term policy solutions that push our country away from this type of thing. And at the end of the day, the most, disturbing thing about this is an industry that for years has fought any and all regulations that would kind of prevent this from happening in the first place, and that's got to stop. We've got to, draw a line in the sand and say this is a teachable moment, this is a watershed moment in the history of U.S. energy policy and in the way we look at the Gulf of Mexico, And we've got to learn this lesson and do a much better job protecting the Gulf of Mexico going forward.